Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, my name is Daryl Ong, and you tune into the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Earlier this week, Malaysian Digital Economy Corporation, MDEC, and the Education Ministry announced that they'll be implementing coding lessons to the syllabus of national schools starting next year. The details of the program has yet to be announced, but its goal is to encourage school-going youth to participate as makers of technology instead of just users and to instigate cognitive thinking and higher learning. To break down the importance and potential of coding and innovation is one Heeslik Low. He's the ambassador of AngelHack KL, which is part of a diverse global hacking community who recently organized its hackathon event last month. Here's Heeslik Low.
I learned about coding when I was in college. I studied information system engineering. But to be honest, I never take coding as a career until 4 years ago. I started joining my very first hackathon and actually won some prizes. And nice. That's where I found passion in it. Mm-hmm. I think it's very rewarding when you can form a team and in 24 hours materialize an idea and build a prototype and actually present it. And the project being accepted by the judges. And if you won, you get rewarded. And all this can be done in 24 hours, and that's the kind of exciting ride that you can get in hackathon. And after joining a few, I started having the chance to also organize it. And then I found out about AngelHack as a worldwide organization that encourage more people to organize their own hackathon in their city. That's when I started my hackathon organizing journey.
Right, and that was 4 years ago. And yeah. AngelHack KL is in its fourth year now. They just held an event last month. Big hackathon event, 90 teams, 370 participants. How was it?
Everyone is crammed in the very limited space in the middle of Times Square. And it is the first ever hackathon in a shopping mall. It was fun. And I took some risk to organize it in the shopping mall because I want to take this opportunity to expose the innovation activity to the public and let them know that a lot of great products and solutions are created by ordinary people like the coders and designers, and there could be people from all kind of walks of life. And we saw a lot of interesting projects, and most of them we see great potential to further assist them to turn that into real startups. And that is the main reason that kept us going, to encourage more people, push their boundaries, to put their talents together and create new products and services to solve existing problems and has the potential to build a business on top of it.
All right, cool. The event was held in public eye. So people walking by, that kind of thing. Okay, is hackathons usually like that?
Not usual. Usually it is organized in a closed environment. Mm. We are taking some risks to organize in an open area. Mm. I don't think we'll try it again next year.
Oh,
there's
really?
A lot of logistic nightmare.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Doing it that way. But I think we achieved the objective of getting more people to know about it. Mm. And hopefully they'll be inspired and get involved in more creation process of technology.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Taking you back again, you're studying and you said that you didn't really enjoy it at that time. Only when you started doing, you know, going to hackathons and everything that fell in love with it. Can you just tell me the differences in studying coding and actually doing it?
For skills like coding, it's really about doing, and it is about the more you do and the more you pick up the skills and experience. And to be honest, I'm not exactly the coder in the team. I'm usually more like the person who come up with ideas and to think of how to team up with developers, designers to package the idea. And I'll be the person to present it.
Okay.
And that, so I want to take this opportunity to say that a hackathon is not just about a group of coders. We also need creative people to come up with ideas and creative people to design the app experience. The challenge is how you put all this together and still present a desirable products in short amount of time.
Yeah, 24 hours. Yeah.
And being recognized of the efforts. Yeah. And these are the experience we try to create in hackathon. And we see a different mix of people coming to participate in this, from students and working professional, even business owners. They want to take this opportunity to learn the process of creating something new in the constraint of time and resources.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the perception of hackathons, I'm speaking from someone who is out of that world completely, but like you said, hackathons are not just made of 100% coders, but that is the public perception, right?
Usually that is, yeah.
The importance of coding. Coding plays a big part in everyone's life, right? Can you just tell me how much of a part does it play in our life? Like even simple things involve coding, right?
I like to interpret coding as a process of solving problems. And as you know, we all need to deal with a lot of problems on a daily basis. So when most recently there's some new announcement saying that government agencies and Ministry of Education is putting together a plan to implement coding classes starting next year.
Yeah,
I think it's a very interesting agenda to get more people involved in coding. But beyond that, it is about getting more audiences to get into the process of problem solving. How do you take a problem context, get into the critical thinking process, and actually use logics to solve problems? And I think that's the essence of coding. Mm. And coding is just an activity to achieve that. And the fact that the more technologies being introduced to our society, and that translates to more demand to code, to put technology together to build more solutions and products. And I guess that's how we should see coding as one part of activity to
solve
create more products to solve more problems.
To solve more problems. Do you think it's a great idea that the government's introducing it at that young of an age?
I think it's a great idea, but I need to add that it's also very challenging to achieve this. It definitely takes multi-stage process to implement this at schools, because most recently I read an article that analyzed this. It says that are we actually adding more things, and are we helping the process, or are we getting to the risk of distracting? So I guess the challenge lies in really executing the implementation and not get trapped into just to add more things, but without able to achieve the long-term objectives. So it's good, but really takes some challenge.
Do you feel that sense of exclusivity is gone for you guys? I mean, the coding community is a very tight-knit one. It's closed. Not many people know about what's going on in that community. Do you feel that exclusivity is taken away from you all?
I don't think so, because if we agree that coding is part of problem-solving process, and we should definitely encourage more people into this thought process. But of course, we wouldn't be able to expect everyone to be passionate in coding.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's just like not everyone is passionate in mathematics, but they better learn some, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that should be the thought process behind to get people into coding. Understand it enough to have logical problem-solving thinking skills. And if we achieve that, there will be a big win already.
He's Lake Low, ambassador of Angel Hack KL, breaking down innovation and coding. Coming up, we talk hackathons. My name's Daryl Ong. Do stay tuned. This is I Love KL, BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, my name is Daryl Ong. You're tuned into I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. This week, we're speaking to Heeslik Low, the ambassador of Angel Hack KL, which is part of a global hacking community. Off the back of Angel Hack's yearly hackathon, which for the first time this year was held at a shopping mall, saw about 90 teams comprising of 370 participants, and they came out with products which were judged on impact, creativity, design, and execution.
In that hackathon, most recently in June, we introduced three teams. Mm-hmm. We like to see more data, more ideas in big data, O2O commerce, online to offline, and smart living.
Okay.
And we really see a lot of interesting ideas in these different categories. For example, one of the winner in big data category actually used all the real, a whole set of real data from one of our partners to introduce an app that helps users visualize the most recent property transaction, selling price and asking price, so that makes user easier to make their next purchase decision. Mm. All this information translate into more visualized application that allows user to make better decision. And this is done by some professional. We are very glad that they actually materialized the idea and we are helping them to further publish the app.
Okay, so what happens to all these ideas after a hackathon? Do the teams run away off and work on it together, or is it just a product that's created for the event? That's all.
We see usually 20% of that idea still continue to become a real product. But okay. Of course, it takes a lot of commitment from the teams. But ultimately, what really drives us organizing hackathon like this is to inspire more talents to push their boundaries, and we, in a way, encourage them to come up with a new idea in just 24 hours, and hopefully some of them are inspired enough to carry that idea forward, build a real product and launch it into the market and test it out.
That would be the ideal situation.
Yeah, and we usually see 10% of them still continue, and in fact, in the past 4 years of running, we still see startups operating on profit, generating revenues, even since the first hackathon that we run.
Oh, that's great.
And we are very proud of them.
Yeah. Heeslik, you're a freelance consultant.
Yes. For events and software development projects, yes.
And I saw a slogan on Angel Hack's Facebook page that said, it's easier to stay awake till 5 a.m. than to wake up at 5 a.m. I mean, I feel that every day, but is that the lifestyle of a coder?
Probably when you sort of hit on some ideas, you really want to push it all the way and see it through before you put a stop in it. I think that's one of the messages in that post.
So that the idea is still fresh and you're still working on it. Okay.
Yeah. That's the kind of spirit we try to emulate in the hackathon, where they actually, most of them do not sleep. They just look at the screen, you know, for 24 hours, and they still need to preserve some energy after that to present it. You gotta see it yourself, man, when we organize next one.
Yeah,
those
imagine.
Are so applaudable. And if they won, that's even much more excitement out of it.
I mean, do they have time for toilet breaks, that kind of
they
thing?
They do. We do a lot of stuff to keep them awake.
Okay.
Yeah, Red Bull, snacks.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Angel Hack has a new team every year that's been running. What was the team for this year, and how do you come up with the teams?
We are part of a global network, so the team is universal. And this year's team is Anyone Can Code.
Okay.
It really...
It sounds really familiar.
It really hit the nail on the head, and, you know, when now we hope more younger students are exposed to coding abilities, and we think that technology can be created by anyone, no matter what background you're from. It should the whole workforce behind technology creation should be diversified.
Okay.
And that's the ultimate message behind.
Yes, because you know, before today, I was the assumption of, you know, I'll never get in that world before because I've no technology background at all. So, and I'm really interested. I can't do anything. But now that you tell me that the team composition is very important.
As long as you have ideas.
Yeah.
And you could team up with people who can code, who can design, and you should try out.
Okay, so what is a typical team composition like? So you have a coder, you have
designers,
a designer,
and person with ideas. And usually, person with ideas have more soft skills in terms of building up the team, okay, driving the morale of the team, and actually able to sell the idea across the board. And help the team prioritize on what to build first and what to do later, and then that's ultimately the roles of team leaders.
Okay.
And I think you'll be carrying that role, right?
Yeah, maybe I can join Nexus.
The coders will just stuck on the screen, punching the keyboard and stuff
for 24
like
hours. Yeah,
but that's teamwork that we hope to see. Yeah.
So at the end of this 24-hour thing, they come up with a product and it's judged by a panel of judges, right?
Yes.
Are you one of the judges, and you know, what are the criteria to be a judge?
I'm the organizer, so I can't be judged. So I usually in wine, a lot of industrial experts.
Great.
They are all founders of companies, or they are engineers or CTOs who build products themselves. And so that we have a balanced mix of perspective into judging whether the idea is good or not. Is it too fancy, or does it really solve a real needs? And with their help, we are able to usually see a good idea. Sometimes it could be so simple that makes you feel like, why haven't I think of it?
For example?
You know, this year's winner is they built an app that helps planning outing easier.
Planning outings?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With your friends, with your colleagues. Because the last thing you want is to exchange 100 WhatsApp messages and then nothing. Like, and then the next person still asks, so what's the plan?
Because you got to scroll up and all of that.
You can relate to that, right? And that's what the team is solving. And right now they are developing the prototype and ready to launch in about 2 months.
I will buy that app.
Yeah. You should try it.
Cool. Other than that, has there been any interesting, you know, out there ideas that has come out in these last 4 years?
When's the last time you go and renew your passport? You're going to wake up so early hoping that you beat the queue, right? And 2 years ago, the winner actually built an app that helps you to request a queuing ticket just from the apps so that you can see when is your turn, and then you can just plan your trip towards there without being physically waiting there in a long queue.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago, and right now they already launched the product. The solution has been using by different businesses.
Wow.
Still a humble beginning.
Right.
And they also actually run it in Telekom Malaysia, being one of the sponsors last time. In a few TM points. Mm. And again, this is why we continue running hackathon, to see real application coming out of it and that could improve our society.
Sounds like great ideas always come out of Japan, right? All right, so Angel Hack KL is only a part of an internationally known movement.
Hackathon movement? Kind of.
Angel Hack.
We are in more than 60 cities.
Yeah.
And if I may just add, in fact, these years we had 370 participants. It was also the largest compared to other cities globally.
Oh, wow. KL is the largest?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Go KL.
So we are the largest in terms of the number of participants. Yeah. But can you just compare the culture of coding, you know, in Malaysia compared to outside?
I would say culture of innovation as a whole.
Yeah, innovation.
And I guess, especially if we compare to US, it is a developed nation.
Yeah.
And they would have different sets of problems that is already solved, and then new sets of problems that involve more advanced technology. Like, these guys build drones for goods delivery, and they build like a VR goggles for new experiences. And these are the things that we have yet to see in Kuala Lumpur. And that's why we saw more ideas that is about solving small businesses problems.
Yeah. More practical
community problems kind of that we could relate to. Yeah, and that's the major differences. But we will catch on.
The wild ideas will soon come up, right?
Because technology should always be the driver in level the playing fields. Yeah, and that's what we see. Yeah.
The word hack, you know, normally
sounds like
something illegal, right?
Nothing good. In the past, hackers usually refers to programmers who breach network and computer security, and that's how the term hacker originated from.
Correct.
But as we move forward in the modern computer science society, we also refer great programmers, computer science students as hackers, because these are the people who are able to achieve the objective by putting codes together in a better way, faster way, easier way. Put things together, mesh it up, and build something new, create new values. That's what we see in hacking. And in that, on that note, we encourage everyone to hack new ideas.
Yeah, hack away.
Yeah.
Hack away, right? Yeah. In your opinion, do you think coding is a necessary skill for someone to have? I mean, it's not a necessary skill, but it's a great skill to have.
I wouldn't say so, but I think I still want to iterate that beyond coding, it is about problem-solving thinking process. It's about logical thinking.
Mm.
It is about, if I put these two things together, what are the new things that can come out of it? I guess that's the essential that I hope more people would have with them. And coding is one of the medium activity that can immerse themselves into this process. Yeah.
How can an aspiring developer be involved in Angel Hack?
Follow our page on Facebook. Make sure they could join the next one. We only organize this once a year, usually around June.
Okay.
And next year we have more interesting plan. We hope to look for a bigger venue and slightly more participants. I wouldn't aim for like over the board kind of numbers, but we hope to be able to gather about 400 participants next year.
Okay, that's a good target, I think.
Yep. We couldn't have anything more than that. Otherwise, it will go beyond the weekend.
Yeah. And not at the shopping mall, right?
Yeah, so. Definitely not.
That was Heath Slicklow, the organizer and ambassador of Angel Hack KL. If you'd like to find out more information about them and their upcoming events, do head over to angelhackkl.com. Sadly, that brings us to the end of today's episode of I Love KL, but just to remind you that if you want to check out the podcast, you can visit our website www.bfm.my/ilovekl. Also, if you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can just tweet us. We are at BFM Radio. My name is Daryl Ong. Thanks for listening, and do join us again next week for another exciting episode of I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.